A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Eruvin Daftes, Eruvin 9a, pagination page 17. But we will start on the facing page. So we're on Ches Amud Beis 8b, pagination 16. About 20 lines from the bottom. The beginning of the line says, Ela Keneged HaKotzer. And then we begin with the words Iboi Luhu. They ask the following question. Maulish Tamish Tachas HaKora. What is the rule regarding usage underneath the crossbeam? We're dealing with a Mavui alleyway, and you made it permitted to carry within this alleyway because you made a demarcation between the alleyway and the public area by putting a cross beam on the walls at their end so that there's an entranceway that's marked off. Are you allowed to carry underneath that beam, or are you only allowed to carry in the alleyway until the beam? Rav Rabchi of Rabbi Yechanan Amru, these rabbis ruled, Mutar l'shtamesh tachas hakora, you're allowed to use underneath the beam. Shmo of Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amru, and the other rabbis ruled, Osur l'shtamesh tachas hakora, you're not allowed to use underneath the beam. The Gemara proceeds to explain the difference between the opinion of those who permit it underneath the beam and those who forbid it underneath the beam. And they explain that it basically depends on whether you consider chudo hapanimi or chudo hachitzon. Is the corner, the bottom corner, inner one, the part that makes the wall or demarcation? Or is it the outer corner of this beam that makes the wall or the demarcation? And depending on whether it's the inner wall, the inner corner that forms it, or the outer corner that forms it, that will decide whether you allow it or you forbid it. In other words, it's a difference in logic, in assessment, in attitude, in how you understand the function of this crossbeam. And once we know whether it's inner or outer corner of the beam that does the trick, then you know whether you can carry underneath the beam, because if it's the inner corner, then that's the wall, and you can't carry beyond that point. Okay, let's drop down to four lines from the bottom, towards the middle of the line. Bo'iminei Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chista. They asked the following question. Noat Shtei Yesedos B'Shnei Kosle Mavui. If you put two pegs into the walls of the Mavui, Mibachutz, going outwards, V'iniach Kora Al Gabehen, and you put the beam on top of these pegs, these posts. What is the rule? In other words, part of this cross beam is in fact touching, just barely, the walls of the alleyway. But because you have these pegs, the outer corner of the cross beam will be out of the alleyway definitively, and will not have the walls of the alleyway underneath it. Is that an acceptable crossbeam? The inner corner is still on the walls, but the outer corner is not on the walls. Amalei, he answered him cryptically, but very easy for us to understand. L'divrei hamatir asur, according to the one who allows carrying underneath the beam in a normal case, then this case is forbidden, because the one who allows carrying underneath the beam is ruling that it's the outer corner that forms the wall, and therefore over here, the outer corner is not touching the walls of the Mavui. and therefore this crossbeam, this korah, does not function as a crossbeam. It doesn't have the status of a korah because that outer corner, which is the critical spot, is not touching the walls of the mavoi. So it can't be a functional korah, an imaginary wall. L'divrei ha'oser, but the one who forbids carrying under the beam in a normal case, mutter, would allow this case as a functional korah, because the inner wall is the one that forms the demarcation, the inner corner forms the demarcation. That's why it was forbidden to carry underneath the beam, and that's why in this case it would make a functional korah and a permissible to carry in mavui, mutter, because that inner corner is touching the walls of the mavui, and therefore forms a valid korah. Rava Omar, Rava takes this a step further and says that according to both opinions it'll be forbidden. L'divrei ha'oser nami oser, even the opinion that forbids carrying underneath the beam and is understanding that it's the outer corner that forms the wall, he will also... L'divrei ha'oser, the one who forbids carrying underneath the crossbeam, because he holds that the inner corner is the one that forms the wall, nami aser, he'll also hold that this is forbidden, because bo'inan kora agabe mavoi veleka, you need the crossbeam in its entirety over the walls of the mavoi, and you don't have that, because that outer part of the crossbeam is protruding on these pegs out of the mavoi. You don't have the entire korah in the mavoi, and therefore, even if you have a very nice logic, inner corner, outer corner, but you still need the entire korah to be on the mavoi. So our ruling at this point is that if the korah is suspended outside the mavoi, sticking out into the public area, it would not be acceptable. Rava says because the entire korah has to be in the mavoi. It has to be within the parameters that the walls formed. Esri Rav Ada bar Masna l'Rava. Rav Ada bar Masna asked the following question to Rava. There's a brisa which we think to interpret in a way, to understand the cases in a way that would be a contradiction to what Rava just taught us. Haisa karasa mishucha onto today's daf, o teluya. If the beam is drawn away or suspended, then the ruling is pachos migimel ein tzarach lavi kari acheres. If it's less than three, you don't have to replace it. Gimel tzarach lavi kari acheres. If it's three tefachim, you would have to replace it. Let's skip the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that the amount is not three but four, and then continue on the following line, second word. My lav, wouldn't you understand this? Meshucha mi bachutz utuluya mi bifnim. That when it says that it's drawn away, it means drawn outside the mavui. And we're being told that if it's at least within the three tfachim ruling, amount, measurement, it'll be okay. And Rava said that if it's outside, even in the slightest, it doesn't work, because the korah has to be in position. And the Gemara says, you're not understanding the word meshucha properly. Lo, no. Idi v'idi mi bifnim. Both cases are that it's in the walls of the mavui. But meshucha miruach achas, when it says drawn away, it means on one side it's drawn away. Utiluya mishtei ruchos, when it says it's suspended, it means on both sides it's suspended, that it's not attached to the walls. Ma'u detem, I would have thought, miruach achas amrinan lavud, from one side you could say lavud, this three tefach rule that it says if it's connected, mishtei ruchos lo amrinan lavud, from two sides you can't say lavud, it has to like have a presence of its own, that it's connected on one side, and then you could extend it on one side only. Kamash malon, you could say lavud on both sides. Now, you can ask, how does a beam get suspended in mid-air without touching the walls? And the answer, of course, is you could suspend it in a variety of ways. Rashi over here, you'll see inner margin, has a picture facing the doorway that there's a post in the middle of the doorway, and it's holding that crossbeam in place. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Ashi ama meshucha vihi teluya. Another possible case here would be that you have a crossbeam that is both drawn away and suspended. Vehei chidami, what's the case? Kigan shenot shtei yesedos akumos al shnei kosle mavui. You inserted two pegs on an angle to the walls, and they are holding the crossbeam in place. Skip a line. Mahu detema. I would have thought. O lavud amrinan, o chavut amrinan. Either you could say the halacha l'moshe Sinai, the special rule that less than three tefachim is as if it's connected, or you could say lower it. Also a rule that we have as a halacha l'moshe Sinai, a special rule you could use. But lavut v'chavut lo amrinon, to say these two rules, that it's as if it's connected, even though it's three tefachim, even though it's somewhat away, but as long as it's less than three tefachim. And to say chavut, that you drop it down as if it's touching the walls of the mavui, lo amrin, you can't say both rules. Kamash malon, over here you could say both rules. And again, you have a picture in Rashi a little further down the page. The peg sticking out, the crossbeam in place. You have to both bring it down to the walls of the mavui and extend it so that it touches the walls of the mavui. And the Gemara is telling you, you can do both of those. There is a fascinating discussion in a variety of cases if you could use rules of Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, two of them simultaneously, and build virtual walls, and then put them in the position that you want. The Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Shin Samech Gimel, Sif Chaf Hei, in footnote 69, discusses this possibility of saying in the case of a sukkah, both good asik, that the walls of the sukkah go up all the way till the place where the schach is, and then they bend, dofen akuma. So that if you have an overhang, for example, by your sukkah, but the walls of the sukkah don't reach the overhang, whatever way this is constructed, could you say two types of halacha l'moshe Sinai or not? A fascinating discussion. Okay, have a great day.